Here in the Vatican, over the past week and a half, some 250 bishops, together with experts, auditors, and representatives of other Christian churches, have been taking part in the Synod, listening to formal presentations and participating in small discussion groups around the theme of the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. Today we hear about the situation in Ireland from one of the two Irish Synod Fathers.
If religious knowledge hasn't been rooted in the people themselves, and if they really haven't got a deeper understanding of what religion is about, then it's empty formulae.
Until just a few decades ago, Ireland was also one of the most devoutly Catholic countries in the world. Yet over recent years, economic growth has brought with it a sharp decline in traditional religious practice. A problem the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, is trying to tackle through what he describes as small but creative steps. He told me he hopes that by the end of this meeting, the Synod will be more courageous in exploring new ways of reaching out to people in our secular and largely indifferent societies.
There's a lot of humour about religion in Ireland, which it's not disrespectful, but it is effectively saying this has nothing to do with my life.
That's a huge challenge for the Synod Fathers. Do you feel that they're tackling these kind of real situations?
I feel that some of the suggestions that are there and the experiences that are being spoken about, particularly in the Western, more secularised countries, are important and valid, but they're not extended very much. I believe that in Ireland, in Dublin, there's very little serious biblical work being done in parishes. It's certainly one of the things that I will take up when I go back and look at the way we've been using the Bible in our parishes in a very different way.
Why do you think there is this lack?
In Ireland we had a very unusual system of religious education which was carried out in the schools with official textbooks which were there with some scripture in them, but very, very much on the in my time, on formulations of dogma. In more recent times, beginning with experience about life, but really not enough coming to grips with the scripture. And this is certainly a real challenge. I believe that it's quite difficult to penetrate a mind that becomes secularized and indifferent and considers religion irrelevant. But I believe that the Gospels particularly are probably the best instrument we have to penetrate back into that world. There's something about the Gospels, if people begin to understand them, that really challenges their life. I preach every Saturday, Sunday in different parishes, and I put a lot of effort into preaching. And I usually try to say something which I think would be relevant to whatever is happening in the world or in Ireland. And I'm universally surprised that people will come to me afterwards and say, I enjoyed your homily, Bishop. He said, I never thought of the scripture passage being understood in that way. The things that I thought were relevant to their lives are not the things. What they're interested in is in themselves being able to use the scriptures, understand the scriptures, and interpret the scriptures in a different way. And I believe it does really make an inroad into people's lives.
We're hearing that this is relatively rare, though. There's a lot of criticism of some very bad preaching that's going on.
I'm not saying I'm a good preacher, but I always preach on the scripture text. If I'm asked to preach at an event for the government, for example, which occasionally you have to do as Archbishop of a capital city, I preach on the gospel text and interpret the gospel text and then may add in something about the particular event. And it gives me a lot of satisfaction myself, coming to grips with the scripture, trying to understand and interpret it in a way that I didn't have to do in the same way in the past.
You're talking about this culture of indifference, trying to break through the culture of indifference. Mm. Other Synod Fathers are seeing it as a far more hostile culture, a deliberately anti-Catholic, anti-Christian culture. What's your reaction to that?
I wouldn't say, I haven't found a particularly strong anti-Catholicism or anti-Church. I would think that the fact that it is not aggressive is actually a further sign of indifference, that people have gone their different way. And that they don't have the sense that they really need religion. And I think we have to begin with very small steps. And I think some of the, at the Synod, some of the more those of them come from biblical scholarships, are almost ashamed to hear the primitive suggestions that are being made as to how you begin. But I really do believe you have to begin with small portions, particularly with the Gospels, help people to understand the context and the message, and then slowly broaden your scope, reach out to those who are capable of more. But simply giving your modern young man or woman a large Bible, they don't know where to start.
You're calling for some new ways, some visual rather than verbal, experiential rather than purely intellectual. What are you talking about?
I'm saying there is that people don't live in quite the same verbal way that they did in the past. That people don't read as much. They're more used to television. They receive a lot of their information from television. Some of the old religious texts were very cerebral, and one could learn them off by rote, by heart, and it would never actually touch you. So we have to have a combination, I believe, of the gospel reaching to people's hearts and touching them in the depth of their experience. And you'll do that, first of all, in the maybe non-intellectual way. I'm not saying that there's no way you can be a Christian in today's world if you don't have fundamental intellectual basis for your faith. But we'll have to begin in one way and hope that we'll lead people in to a culture of the word, as such, which I think they're lacking, and this will probably increase as people move away from the traditional sense of reading into a more interactive ways of communicating, which you see in computer interaction.
You're talking about some fairly radical changes. When you're going back home to the priests in Dublin, who are still trying to recover in many ways from the fallout from the sex abuse crisis and so on, what are you taking back to them? What support and encouragement can you give them in this kind of work?
I think we'd have to address the question of the scriptures and see where we can begin. The danger is that there are fewer priests, there's more work, And people are coming and saying, "Well, you had it wrong. You must change." That's very hard. It's very hard for people to adapt, and it creates a certain amount of anxiety. I believe that the best way is to get a small number of people to do something, and to show that it works, and to show that it brings results, and others will then begin to say, "Well, I'm going to follow that type of path." But it means we have to use our resources in a different way. I have always had a great veneration, admiration for professors of Scripture who are able to make the Scriptures talk. And I'd love to have that talent, but it requires a huge amount of preparation and experience. But I'm convinced that is a gift that we should try and pass on to our future priests.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin, one of the two Irish Synod Fathers.